the transit. I'll leave very soon. So that during the waiting time, you can bring out your pen and fill out the forms. In that way, you save your time and do not need to bother others, ask around to borrowing pen. The tip number 9 is the battery rule. It says power banks and lithium batteries must go in your carry-on, because if they catch fire in the cargo hold, nobody can put it out. It is a major safety rule. One pitfall is putting a battery in your checked bag. They will call your name over the intercom and make you unpack your bag in front of everyone. Right, that's embarrassing and time consuming. If you only leave 3 hours for the check-in and security check, you may get a very tight time to catch up the plan if you are caught in this case. That reminds me one funny story. Not that funny, that's a pitfall. A story from my friend. He wants to... Right, he bought a toy gun from Spain when he traveled to Spain and Madrid. And he bring that toy gun back to China. Everything is fine. But when he started to check in the airline from China to Canada, he was blocked at the airport in China because that toy gun, it's a wooden toy gun. It's a handgun. It's a very small, cute. I have saw that before. In what he described, he was asked out to a special place, and there comes 20 policemen and wrapped him in a circle and keep a 15 meters distance, holding the arm fire, pointing to him, ask him to unpack his check-in luggage and take out that wooden weapon. Then he explains that is a toy. That's only a toy gun, and he has this hobby to collect those 3D printed thing or the small items of weapon. But the Chinese policemen and the security people just don't buy it. They believe it is a threat to the airport and the airline. They gave him two choices. One, you give up this flight and go back home. Second choice, you give up this gun and you go on with your plan. Right, he has to sacrifice his toy gun, his beloved toy gun, to land the airplane and come here to study in SFU. Yeah, that's the embarrassing story of a toy gun being caught in China. And let's take a short break listening to a song track called Mantaranya by Maria Asbuck.
Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Come back. The tip number 10 is a change of clothes. Also, by the way, if you have interesting stories that want to share with us, you can call in during the music playing times. Our calling in line is 778-782-2573. I'll be glad to share your story with our audience. The tip number 10 is a change of clothes. The tip is put one set of underwear and a t-shirt in your backpack. Because if the airline loses your checked luggage, at least you have clean clothes for the first day. So one pitfall is wearing the same sweaty travel clothes for 48 hours while waiting for your lost bag. This is CJSF 19.1 FM. I'm Richard. I'm heading to China for the Lunar New Year. So we are going through the ultimate travel checklist. If you have a travel horror story or a great tip, feeling free to call in at 778-782-2573 during the music playing time. Let's talk about the flight itself. I have a long flight ahead of me. That is a 12 hours flight from Vancouver first to Hong Kong. Then I'll fly from Hong Kong to Chengdu. So that's 12 plus 3. And there is another 3 hours over in the Hong Kong airport. Tip number 11 is the left side choice. If you can pick your seat, pick the left side of the plane if you are right-handed. Or pick the right side if left-handed. Because it's easier to eat and use the tray table without elbowing your neighbor. One pitfall is feeling cramped for 12 hours because your dominant arm is jammed against a stranger. In this time of the flight, I do not have the free option to choose seat. I can choose, but my favorite or my preferred seats all takes more than $200 for each. So I decided to go earlier to the counter, to airport counter, and see if I can get somewhere close to the passerby seat. Also, as the therapist reminds us, we want to get up every 30 minutes during the work. but it's hard to do that in the airport, in the airline. In the airplane, if you request too frequently to go out, if you're sitting in the middle, the neighbor will get annoyed and maybe even make faces to you. Also, if the neighbor is not that friendly and even grumpy sometimes, they will not be happy at all if you move around your elbows, you frequently check your phone, take out things, take back things, eat something, eat snacks. Right, they will say bad words to you. So if you can, choose a passerby place, seat, so that you can stand up, do some stretching, extending as frequent as you want. That's really a privilege in the airplane, isn't it? I wish I would choose a place here in the counter, a passerby place. The tip 12 is hydrate. Don't alcoholate. The tip is drink water or avoid the free wine. Because airline cabins have humidity lower than the Sahara Desert, about 10% to 20%. Wow, that's a really low humidity. Alcohol dehydrates you even faster. The pitfall is drinking to sleep. Usually backfires. You wake up with a headache and a dry skin before you even land. No wonder people after a long travel on the airplane, they feel tired, they feel exhausted, even though they are just sitting there, eating, drinking, watching movies. So people conclude that it's not very healthy flying here and there to Europe, to North America, to Asia frequently because of this long distance travel. Right, it's not that healthy. If you care too much about the healthy lifestyle. But once in a year, twice in a year, I believe our body can handle that. It will recover. The tip number 13 is bring an empty water bottle. Bring a reusable bottle through security. An empty bottle and fill it at the gate. Because you don't want to wait for the tiny cup of water the flight attendant gives you every 3 hours. Also, I see there are a lot of fountains after you go through the security check, so you can fill in conveniently instead of going to the convenience store to buy the bottled water there. And a pitfall here is buying a $6 bottle of water at the airport newsstand. Tip number 14 is compression socks. Wear them, they look uncool, but they work because they prevent blood clots and stop your ankles from swelling up like balloon. One pitfall is landing and realizing you can't fit your feet back into your shoes. The tip 15 is the tennis ball massage. Bring a tennis ball or Cross ball in your carry-on. You can use it to roll out your back or feet while sitting in the cramped seat. I've saw this video in YouTube, how people use the tennis ball to do massage for themselves. They just put it under their lap and go front and back. Well, I guess you can put it under your feet and do the massage for your feet. That's a really good idea. Brilliant idea. I'll try this time. Let's listen to a sound check called Here's That Rainy Day by Bill Kuhn. That's an album by a guitarist. He plays the, I believe, classical guitar. It's like you are in a rainy day, in a foggy day, and listen to those classical guitar in the background. You are like going to a Alice Wandering World. Thank you. Hello, welcome back. We are almost at the gate. Here are the final tips when you land. Also, by the way, during the music playing time, I got a calling in from the audience. And she mentioned that she asked if I am going to China permanently. No, I just take a vacation. It's a 3 weeks vacation for the Chinese Lunar New Year. Me and my wife will go back to Chengdu and Jiangxi to celebrate the New Year with our parents and parents-in-law. Yeah, that's the vacation I usually take that every year. It's a yearly routine. I have a 82-year-old grandfather. I want to visit him as often as I can afford. Also, celebrating Chinese Lunar New Year is a good tradition to gathering the family after a busy day working and studying. Right, that's a sharing of my story. Then the tip number 16 is the ATM and the exchange booth. Use a local ATM to get cash, not at the airport currency exchange booth. The booths have terrible exchange rates and high fees. Your bank's ATM rate is almost always better. I did that in a local exchange store in Crystal Mall. They gave me the best deal I could find. If you are not urgent to use the cash, they allow the 10 days advance or 10 days later arrive policy. So I changed the Canadian dollar to Chinese yen with 5.15 rate. That's a pretty attractive rate. And we are at the end of this hour. The suitcase is zipped and I'm ready to go. I'm off to the airport to catch my flight to China. I wish you all a wonderful week. Whether you are traveling or just commuting, I hope those tips help you navigate the world a little smoother. And finally, Happy Lunar New Year, or as we say, 新年快乐. I'm Richard. See you when I get back.